by Peter Everett, who's the chief executive of the Lighthouse Furniture Project, and you were in earlier this year to talk about the project.
Yes, because I just joined as CEO, so it was really about just catching up and just making you aware of what we were doing and how we were still supporting our community.
Now, you can see by looking at the website, things have moved on really quickly since you came in. So if people don't know about the project, tell everybody, because it's a fantastic project, tell everybody about it.
So basically, we're a not-for-profit, we're a charity and a social enterprise that provide furniture and appliances to at low cost to the general public, but also we reduce that cost at times for families that are in crisis, and sometimes when they really need it, we are able to support them with stuff free of charge as well. Well, we have a two-tier system on each of the items, so that you're able to basically, if you're on a means-tested benefit of any way, shape or form, and you can show that, then it allows you to get it at the reduced price. But we do support families that are in crisis that we were able to just bless them with the stuff that we've been donated to us, and we survive by the profit that we can make from those items as well.
Now, it's really easy to donate items. Obviously, with your sofas, they have to have certain
fire labels and things like that.
So yeah, right. So you've got tables and chairs, you've got curtains, you've got cookers, microwaves. Again, they've got to have
And at this time of the year, things like fan heaters, things like that, that are always in demand. People that are trying to keep themselves warm. Our aim is to try and make a house a home, and we do that one sofa at a time. Is one of our catchphrases. So yeah, we're open to everybody. So whether you're single, families, whatever it is, if you need something, we sell it at a lower price. So therefore, it's more affordable. We don't want people to get in debt for these sorts of things and then have that burden. We've got good quality furniture, and it's a pleasure to be able to offer that out so that people can get things that make their house a home. Obviously, we're trying to make sure that things are affordable. Yeah. So actually, we're very fortunate that the stuff that we get through from the people and the general public is really good quality. Yeah. So we're really, really thankful for that, and that enables us to pass that on. We collect for free, but if you were to buy items, there is a charge for delivery. But for example, in the local area, it might be £6 or £12 if you're very close to us. But that would be for however many items you buy. It's not per item. So you could effectively buy a house load and it would still only cost you £12.
It's brilliant. It is brilliant. So if you've got anything that you want to donate, you can have a look at the website, all the W's, lighthousefurniture.org. Now, Peter's here today to talk about a brand new scheme for you.
Yeah, guys. it's something we did last year. We did it throughout December last year, and we've decided to do it this time in November. But basically, last year we had about 3,000 toys, unwanted toys. You know, for me as a parent, my kids have lots of toys, and you know, don't judge me for that we buy them too many things, but actually I'd certainly see the ones that they don't play with, and for me, I if my kids found out I did this, they'd probably kill me. But I sneak the ones that they're definitely not using out, stick them up in the loft, so that actually when it comes to Christmas, there's actually the space for the new toys they might get. And if other people do that and are looking for somewhere for those toys, then they can donate them at Brentwood Library or Ingerstate State Libraries, and we're collecting them up to give out then for Christmas. So last year we did it before Christmas, and then we were giving them out to a range of different needy causes locally, so actually they can be used as presents this time. So if anyone has any toys that they want, provided they're in good condition, they can donate them there, and they can bring them to Lighthouse in Talon Road in Hutton, and we will be able to use those to support those families for Christmas, so that the burden of Christmas sometimes is massive. I used to be a teacher, and to see some of the demands, in my kids now, just say, oh, I'd like this, I'd like that, and actually you can get yourself so in debt. But for some people, when they're struggling to survive on a day-to-day basis, that is just the straw that breaks the camel's back, isn't it? So actually, if we can do something and then be able to bless others with that, that's all we want to do.